water, Vivian! Using my ketchup on your cornflakes!
I couldn't get any milk out of the fridge!
Why? What are you? A spazzy?
No! There just happens to be an atom bomb in front of the door!
That's the most pathetic excuse I've ever... Gordon Walters!
That's an atom bomb.
Oh, no. It's the Holocaust.
Do we take out the garbage? We can send this. What does too much to double cats? Does you be some talking face to face? Oh, yeah.
Maybe right in the middle, I'll just use it as like a sound. It
should actually just be the whole podcast.
Yeah. If you're doing your weird poof yawning.
Yeah. Do I still, you know what?
You do that every night.
You make noises when you sleep.
Yeah, well, they're not going.
I was just going to, you said poof yawning and I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Yeah. Poof snoring, I meant. But yeah, that's what he does. He like takes a big deep breath and he goes poof.
Can I do an, imitate myself? I'm going to try at least.
I mean, make like a inhale, slight gargle.
Yeah?
Yeah, like that's
that?
It.
Oh, that's it.
That's
all right, I did
How
it.
Could you be mad at that's the gentlest snore I've ever heard.
No, I find it really annoying. Like, I mean.
Like you want it to be aggressive?
I'm more used to that. This is kind of new. And so I just push him over onto his side.
Would you rather right. He poof snore or poop snore?
I don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
I guess.
Think about that
poof.
For a minute. All right. Oh, welcome back to After We Take Out the Garbage.
Welcome back.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Have you ever seen the mountain cry to the blue corn?
Why are you singing chips? Pocahontas?
I don't know. What's our topic? Oh yeah, spelling. That's our topic.
Oh, we're gonna talk about spelling.
Did you know that's our topic today?
No.
Okay. is it because it's your spelling bee thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why.
Is it because of the sensitive list of names we went over?
Yeah, that too. Try spelling those.
Yeah.
Yeah, spelling. I'm not good at it.
No?
Well, I'm not terrible, but I can't spell like medical words, which is what they fucking give you at the spelling bee.
Yeah.
The fuck?
I feel like I was really good at spelling for a while, but I have like a spelling bee horror story that just fucked me up for the rest of my life.
Well, you need to tell it. Yeah. I think it'll be really therapeutic for you.
Yeah, I think so too.
We'll see.
Well, what's the craziest word that you can think of?
I
that
don't
you
even
can...
know. But they have this one part. One of the cheats is that you can make up a word.
What?
So, yeah. They've like some pretty ridiculous cheats. So it's the cheater spelling bee, and the more money we raise, the more cheats we get. Like we have to buy them with our bee money. And some are like $20, some are like $100. But
isn't that just called honey?
Yeah. That'd be sticky. No, but so there's this one cheat called invent a word. And so you get to throw out the word that they gave you, and you get to make your own word, but you have to present it, and you have to spell it, and you have to give its definition.
Oh, and I should give you this list.
Yeah. I think our word last year was garnasu.
Uh-huh.
It's you garnish someone by suing them. I think that was a bit. No, it was a customer was yelling at Tom, my boss, once, and we were garnishing her checks, and she's like, "How dare you garnasu me?" And so it's just all of our made-up words are from our customers.
They're real.
You should turn.
Like, I had a girl email me the other day and told me that she'd never had a collapse in insurance.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I just don't know.
Hope you didn't.
I don't know.
Yeah. What? What does that mean?
Have you ever had insure to drink? Insure?
No, I've never had that. Drink? Like the old people drink.
I also have not.
Me either. That's all I had to say about that.
Do either of you know why it's called insurance instead of assurance?
I should know that because I just took a whole bunch of insurance classes.
I feel like it's a word that they invented for the industry.
Oh, like, I was hoping there was a dad joke behind that.
No, I don't know. It's always weirded me out. It's like one of those, it's like when people say Reese's Pieces. It's just one of those things that
I hate that.
Fucking drives me crazy.
I'd rather be in than the ass. That's what I expected.
Dave, whenever I bring up Reese's Pieces, Dave just is, won't stop fucking saying it.
Reese's Pieces?
Yeah. Oh,
that's terrible.
I know.
Or like...
Pieces belong to Reese.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're Reese's Pieces.
We're not going driving in Davey's car.
Yeah.
And what the fuck are Pieces?
I like it.
He gets it.
I like it because A, it doesn't make sense, and B, Pieces and Reese's rhymes with feces. So
I can't even get on board with the doesn't make sense thing. You've talked to me before. I don't make sense. I hate when people say that.
Reese's Pieces.
It's like when people pluralize things that like aren't plural. I'm gonna go shopping at Jewel's. My dad works at Sunstrands.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's yeah. Right. Yeah.
Chickens accounts.
Yeah, yeah. Although, do you suppose if Mr. Reese was submitting his stool sample to a laboratory?
Well, then that would be Reese's feces.
I think I actually like that better. Because okay. Then you're not sure. Yeah, there's a little bit of mystery.
Because you know that's not how you say feces. But your brain is like not going to let you say Reese's.
I love how feces. You guys brought up that the topic was spelling. And now we're talking about poop candy. And I say love not sarcastically.
Wait a minute. What if Reese had bits of candy, his own candy, in his feces, then he handed it to the laboratorian, and he said, here's Reese's feces.
Did you say laboratorian?
Filled with Reese's feces.
I was also confused by that.
Is that a word? Is that a thing? Huh? Laboratorian? Like a librarian?
Yeah.
But in the laboratory?
You know, I am.
Somebody who catalogs medical samples?
Exactly.
Huh?
Laboratorian.
Yeah, that's what, you ain't never...
No.
What is this? What is this? How dare you?
No. It's...
Did you guys know that Stephen Hawking died? This just
no. Only every other fucking person on Facebook didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all knew him so fucking well.
What's your feelings on the galaxy?
It's pretty.
In what way?
I don't know. Does it fill you with wonder, or are you like, fuck the galaxy?
Oh, man, I wish I was lying when I said this, but if I could be in one of the first five groups of people to go live on Mars, I'd probably do it.
Oh, really?
Oh, fuck that.
I'm terrified of it. Like, the very notion or idea of that is terrifying to me.
Yeah.
There's just the myriad things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, I kind of look around at the alternative and...
it's like, one or the other.
I just... I'm somebody who... I probably spend more time than is... healthy or then would be advised thinking about the stars and the universe and humanity's place in it and how not far along I feel like we are as a people in terms of just like unification and things like that. So it's something I think about a lot.
Yeah, I think about actually I haven't thought about it recently, but in my lifetime, I would have to say that I've thought about it a lot. Just because, I don't know. Yeah, it seems like there's so much more to see and find out there. But, I mean, you think about the nearest, you know, star to our own. And, like, how long, I mean, how long is the, shit, what do you call it? Was it Galileo? Or the Voyager. Anyways, the two Voyagers that have been traveling, and they've just reached interstellar space. They've just exited the heliosphere. And it's like, man, I mean, for humans to be able to do that, I mean, first of all, a human would have to travel that fast for since the 70s, so what, 50 years almost. I don't know. It's crazy, and I don't know. I just don't know. It's like, it's interesting, but I just don't see it as being realistic, at least in my lifetime.
Yeah, I think that's an oddly selfish thing that resides within inside me, is like, I don't want to die, but not for the sake of, like, physically wanting to be around. Mm. I'm just so unbelievably fucking curious about where humanity goes, where space exploration goes, that, like, I hate the idea of not being around to find out.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think about, like, Stephen Hawking. When he first came up with the idea of I don't know if he actually was the first one, but he was the one to make it popular, the idea of black holes. Mm-hmm. You know, that was such, like, a foreign idea, and I remember, like, thinking when I was a kid, you know, about the universe or whatever, you know, you just think about, like, stars and things just as existing just because. It's weird to me to, you know, just because, like, people told me. Mm-hmm. But it's weird to think about people who didn't really have a concept of that actually being like, oh, these things exist. A black hole really exists, and it alters what our sense of reality, like, would be inside of it or something like that.
It's almost weird because I feel like as time goes on and technology advances, people seem less in awe and taken aback by the stars and the universe. Mm. I feel like, I don't know, it's weird. Like, you think about when things like whether or not the Earth was flat. It isn't, by the way.
Spoiler.
When things like that were discovered, nobody knew anything, you know? Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's kind of an asshole thing to say they knew things, but comparatively to now. Yeah.
Well, they didn't have anything to build their knowledge off of. That was the loudest eating of gummy bears.
I think the reason it was so funny, it was, like, apparent that you were trying to be quiet. And it was really loud.
Yeah. Should we?
I just really wanted the orange one on the bottom because there's only lemon left.
I think we should drink some beer. Speaking of orange.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. That doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. You want to do the honors?
Yeah. I can even pour it because I'm good at pouring now.
Oh, okay.
Since I've become a beer steward.
Ooh. Pour me a beer steward.
And that can opener that they have?
Yeah.
That is thing's no fucking joke. It's like from the fucking Renaissance or something. I don't know. But it's huge. It's like you could take someone out with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is huge. It's like the size of a whale penis.
What?
I guess. I would guess. I'm guessing that.
It's just like big.
Sounds to me like knowledge.
Yeah. Well, the beer that we have today is, this is our homebrew.
Our beer.
Dad's Randy Ale.
Dad's Randy Ale. So this one, I don't, have we tried it on air yet? I don't think so.
No.
It, I have mixed feelings about it. The first time I tried it, I was absolutely like just totally unimpressed and like, in fact, kind of like put off by it.
It smells really good.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks. I thought it smelled weird.
Really?
Well, it's a pumpkin ale.
It smells like leather.
Yeah, it's a spiced.
It does.
It's a spiced pumpkin ale. We'll start from there, and then here we'll try it here. So we all got the same thing.
I'm not going to.
Yeah. Okay.
It's bitter.
Really?
Oh, it's bitter.
Is it bitter still?
Oh my god, it's worse.
Wow, crazy. I actually really like it.
It's too bitter. But not, it's like, it's not like an IPA because you don't, I don't taste hops at all. It's just bitter.
It's the bitter of the spices.
Pumpkin ale.
Yeah.
It is an IPA. You shut your fucking mouth.
All right.
No, so, all right, well, this one, we had an interesting history with, we brewed it at the Learn to Brew Day with some of the other brew club people. Like, this is a setup that I just happened to borrow. We, like, totally threw the recipe together, but all the pumpkin was homegrown and home
pureed.
Yeah, pureed, so it's, like, actual pumpkin.
It was pumpkin.
I have a weird question. Maybe it's not that weird. Is there a clove or nutmeg in it?
Oh, good job.
We used two cloves.
Yep.
It's fucking good.
Oh, good.
Thanks. Clove, what else do we use?
I don't know if there is nutmeg.
Spice?
Oh, we used allspice, cinnamon.
Ginger root.
Old spice.
Old spice.
Yeah. Ginger root. And I think that might have been it.
And then the cloves.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, yep, that was the gist of it.
Yeah.
This one,
though, I think is not our best because we were with 8 other, like, experienced brewers who all had different opinions on when to do things.
Yeah, but the problem also...
And they all took over.
Well, the other problem was that we were, besides, like, throwing it together and, like, throwing our rig together, because we don't usually travel, we do stovetop. We also were doing all extract, and everyone else was
doing all grain.
Yeah, they're doing like 30-gallon all grain batches. So, which is great, and we're moving to all grain, but those were what we had to contend with, and I think all things,
it could have been worse.
Yeah, all things.
The only thing I get is like the bad. It's just the bitterness. Like I don't get any off flavors or anything.
Mm. Yeah.
So
I don't get diacetyl. I don't get DMS.
I just know
those are the big ones.
What their off flavor names are.
I feel like I must have killed my taste buds a little bit. This is like not even approaching too bitter for me.
Okay. Really? Oh, it was like fucking pumpkin Negroni over here.
Yeah, the very first bottle that we opened, we were just like, oh my god. Bad. but I feel like it's drinkable now to me. But I think our next one, since we're starting a new process, we're probably just gonna do an IPA.
<Sorry. laughs> The best.
Can I tell you that they're on Bob's Burgers, do you keep up with Bob's Burgers or watch it at all?
I think I'm current. I feel like there was a Valentine's Day episode, and then there just hasn't been one.
Oh no, there's okay. They just uploaded a new one.
Oh yeah. Really? Okay, well then I'm
two,
one episode
I think.
Behind. What the fuck?
No.
Yeah.
One episode since the Valentine episode.
Okay, fine.
It's called Itu Gaga Tambien.
Yes. and it has a reference to Bali in it.
Oh, I saw you post something about that.
Yeah,
the other day.
It's
and I immediately felt bad thinking that it was a prior reference that I just didn't remember.
You're like, what?
And now it's literally from the one episode I had.
Yeah.
So I feel okay about that.
You feel much better. A weight has been lifted.
Yeah. No, it's.
Because I have nightmares.
It was. I don't know if it's just because I was having like Bob's Burgers like withdrawals, but I think this episode was particularly hilarious.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot.
It was really good. Yeah.
Have you watched any more of Brad Neely's Harg Nolan's Glopio Peepio?
I don't know what that is.
No, I haven't. Well, So I one time tried to watch it with Haley, and I think she you weren't into
what?
It.
What? Tried to watch what?
Brad Neely's I don't even
Hargnallan Sclopio Peepio.
That's not the one where if it was like, you know, like the thumbnail of it, it's like badly drawn people.
Yeah, it's that.
Oh. You tried to show me that once? Like, I've wiped it from my memory.
Yeah. Well, no, that's completely. Why. Yeah. You were just, I'm sure you.
You probably just, like, clicked on it, and I was like, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, that's exactly. And I was like, I didn't think that's didn't almost even... exactly
okay, what it that's was. That's why I didn't yeah. see it.
Well, but, you know, you saw enough of it, I know. Like, it was like 2 minutes, and you're like, okay.
Okay. Now. Then I've just blocked yeah. that out of
yeah.
my brain.
Yeah. But. Mm-hmm. I think on my own time, I was trying to catch up with Future Man, and then
I couldn't get into that.
Some other anime.
I can understand why you wouldn't get into Future Man, but I can also understand why I think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I love that show. It's wonderful.
I have a. I don't know. Never mind.
A boner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's okay. We're all men here.
What I was going to...
Rude.
What I was going to say was way worse than that, so I'm glad I stopped myself if I got a whoa.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, it's you.
I don't
Nothing? Know. Okay.
Seen any good movies lately?
Wonder Wheel.
We saw that, but we can't talk about it because it might be in theaters.
Okay, well, I have to say
this,
though.
Don't ruin it.
Woody Allen movies. So the first thing that tipped me off that it was a Woody Allen movie before I actually knew it was...
Pedophilia?
Yep. No, like, just looking at the cast is so weird because it's like Jim Belushi, Kate Winslet, Justin Timberlake... I can't remember who else the other two.
That's it for like famous people.
Yeah. And so I was like, that's weird. This like the only thing, literally the only thing I was like, it must be a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah.
Only because that's, it seems, or at least in like what, the last decade or something, all his casting is like really weird.
Yeah. And they all sound like Woody Allen.
Yeah, that's another... Have you noticed that? When, yeah, and everyone's Woody... It's
why
like,
do they all gotta talk like Woody Allen?
I feel like... I had to look it up because I couldn't remember this director's name, but I feel like a cast like that could either be a Woody Allen movie or a Richard Kelly movie. The guy that did like Donnie Darko and the movie Southland Tales.
Okay.
Wait, what was the second one?
Southland Tales.
Oh, it's like
Sarah Michelle Gellar, The Rock, Justin Timberlake, Sean William Scott, Mandy Moore, Kevin Smith.
What?
I watched that on a whim and I was like, this is weird, but I still
that's really interesting.
Yeah. It's one of the movies I think about. Like,
yeah. It's weird because I like all these years later I still don't know if I think it's good.
Yeah.
But it's interesting enough to watch all the way through. I think I watched that with Jared.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I watched that when Netflix first came out with their streaming service. But...
I have not seen it.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Mm. Really weird.
Oh, speaking of Jared, I almost secretly brought him with me.
That would have been awesome.
I invited him
in a long time.
But he had to, like... help his grandma change her snow tires on her car.
Oh,
I just made that up. I don't know.
I'm like, what?
It is snowing heavily out there. Yeah, that yeah, no, he for some reason what was the one that just had like Andrew Dice Clay and who else?
I don't know who that is. I know his name, but I cannot picture who that is.
Yeah, he had a...
his middle name is Dice?
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought about that. That is weird.
I mean...
That's
Dice
like...
Dice Clay.
Yeah. yeah. No,
that's kind of a badass name.
Yeah.
Dice.
Well, I mean, you know, I think he always put himself out there as a badass, but he's like a comedian. He was like a stand-up comic. But he was kind of almost like a Don Rickles of the 80s.
Yeah, it's weird though, because
Wait, is he the guy that...
He always wore like a leather jacket and fingerless gloves and he looked like a greaser most of the time. Oh,
that's not who I was going to say. I was going to say the comedian that was like balding really bad, but he still had like a fro. And then he kind of looked like Long in the face, like he'd be an Addams Family character.
All I can think of is Carrot Top.
You know, because we were just talking about him.
Are you talking about Stephen Wright?
Maybe Stephen Wright.
Is it like a light brown and his hair is kind of curly?
Like
and
Jerry
it's all
Curly.
Like very monotone.
Yeah, yes. Like,
oh, that guy's fucking hilarious.
That guy. That's who I thought you were talking about.
My father
about.
Gave me and my brother.
Yeah, I got to see that guy live twice.
What?
He played at the Coronado.
What?
Which was, yeah. That was amazing. He so he went through like 10 or 15 minutes of his material.
Yeah.
And then somebody came in late to the show and it was very obvious that somebody came in, like you heard the door squeak open and then
because everyone's like listening to him, so it's quiet.
And then he like stopped in the middle of a joke and called the guy out and he was like, "You're late." Now I'm going to have to start over. And he did. He redid the first 10 or 15 minutes of his material.
Not even like the joke he was currently on.
No, he just started over completely. And it was like one of those, like, is he going to keep going kind of things?
Yeah.
And yeah, my
that has to be like part of the gig. Like, I feel like, okay, now you come in.
I've often wondered.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's a weird enough guy. Where I absolutely do not put it past him to just do that.
Yeah.
It was fucking hilarious. For whatever reason, didn't get old.
Yeah, yeah.
It just seemed too perfect.
He's kind of, and he was, what I always think of him as like the pre-Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why we were talking about him, because you said that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, it's weird because I mean that was like a common thing. People are like, this kid's the new Stephen Wright.
Yeah,
then, no, he's the old Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah. It's like these constant one-liners. You know, that's so crazy. And I don't know how you even like memorize like 1,000 one-liners for like, you know.
I bet a lot of it. I know some stand-up comics will have basically a set list.
Yeah.
And they've got ways that they can daisy chain jokes together. Mm. And I'd imagine some of it has to be that. Otherwise, there's just no fucking way you could keep track of remembering how long your set is supposed to be and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I remember I had a recording of one of Mitch Hedberg's things, and like towards the end of the night, he's looking at his list and just like rehashing the jokes out loud. He's like, "Nope, did that one. I did the one about the," you know, it's like, what? Okay.
That's awesome.
He also had a stand up bass player playing and then every time he'd stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that a common thing?
I know he did it more than once for sure.
Oh, okay.
It was weird. Stephen Wright's had a lot of interesting cameos and things.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to think, because I'm like, I swear I've seen him in movies, and
he
I'm not
the guy on the couch in Half Baked.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. He's also
I'm seriously, I'm picturing him in like a butler's outfit.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen, but
do you have give me your phone.
I think you made me think of somebody very specific, and I have no idea what his name is. I like went to reach for my phone to Google it, and I was like, "How do I Google balding butler guy?"
Yeah,
and hopefully
no,
come up with this.
That's funny. That's exactly what she's.
That's what I'm assuming.
Actually, I think of him and also what's the Louis C.K. And Steve Buscemi.
I never saw that.
Oh, okay.
Pete and... Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Fuck. I never saw it, though. Pete and Fuck?
Yeah. It's actually really good. I mean...
I heard phenomenal things about it.
Yeah.
I just never got around to it. It's one of those... Yeah. Like, it's a bummer comedy,
Totally,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like Baskets. I think that show's fucking hilarious, but sometimes it's a little too much of a bummer, and I can't... I have to give it a break.
I have to say, probably most of it is actually more of just a fucking bummer, but it somehow, for me at least, it drew me. Horace and Pete.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. But there's one episode in that really drew me in, where it was him talking to, I think it's supposed to be his sister.
Is it this guy?
But he
no that looks is, like the guy from that's like from Rocky Horror
not
Picture
not a real
show.
Person
I know, but it looks like he'd be, what's it, Riff Raff.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I think his name is All right, no. That I'm gonna figure it out.
Freaky mannequin head. That's all I can think of. No. What was I saying? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It doesn't. It really seems.
Should that be an edit?
No.
It's cool.
We can.
Okay. I derailed everything.
However, I have to say, I did want to mention one thing that Jumanji, the new one.
Yeah, we saw the new one.
Made me listen. Well, okay, so this is going to sound weird, but it made me start listening to Nick Jonas again.
Again.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this about your friend, but he loves Top 40.
I already started putting my coat on to leave. You know what's funny is that I think what's more appalling is the fact that I had to think back on the movie and immediately admit to myself that you could play that entire soundtrack to me and I wouldn't be able to identify
which one was Nick Jonas. No, I don't, Nick I Jonas don't think is the yeah. pilot.
Yeah, he's one of the characters.
I didn't even realize that was his name.
Yeah, he's...
I saw the movie. It's bad that I don't know that.
Well, yeah. It's probably not.
He's the
actually.
Guy who was like got stuck in 1996.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize that was him.
Yeah, it's Nick Weird. Jonas.
Yeah. Yeah, again.
Yeah. Got
it. If you're a top 40 person, I am apparently the complete opposite. I don't give a fuck about pop culture. Yeah. It's kind of bad.
No, but
it's a
little I wouldn't say Dave cares about it, but he enjoys it.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it falls into my, I like a lot of, just a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think most people would say, wow, you like a lot. You have some pretty good taste. And then they'd hear, like, you know, or see some of the things that I like, and then you'd be like, you know what? You also have shitty taste.
I think most people are like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
At least most of the people I know, you know, have little surprise things. I mean, I do too. They just, I don't think, tend to be...
Miley Cyrus or Jick Nonis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, and it's actually probably more embarrassing on my end, just because then situations like this come up where I'm like, oh, that thing everyone else on Earth knows about, I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? No. Oh, I want to know one of your hidden treasures.
I don't know that I... Most of them are things that are like movies or music that I was into a long time ago that upon revisiting later in life, I realized probably weren't as good as I thought they were.
Oh, okay.
But they still, like, I no longer have objectivity.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
I just still enjoy them anyway.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
And now I can't think of any off the top of my head, which is really dumb. What's hilarious is that is exactly the guy that
him.
I thought of.
Yeah.
As soon as you said butler outfit,
yes.
that was who I pictured.
So Haley just found the guy.
Vincent Schiavelli?
Yeah, so I think of him in Death to Smoochie,
yeah,
right?
He's the most underrated.
I could not tell you right now, though, what he's been in.
He's been like, in Death to Smoochie.
Yeah, besides that. Because Dave just said it.
He's just one of those guys. Like, he plays weird little hitmen and whatever.
Or like, or butlers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like creepy butlers.
Hitmen. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, he was in it was one of the James Bond movies with Pierce Brosnan. As a hitman, right?
I don't know. Speaking of which, did you see that Danny Boyle just announced that he's directing the next Bond movie?
Oh, really?
And like one of the original Trainspotter writers is writing the first screenplay treatment.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of stoked about that.
So I know Danny Boyle did 28 Days Later, right? And he also did the one about the sun.
Sunshine, yeah.
Sunshine. Did he... what else has he done?
He directed The Beach.
The Beach.
He directed Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, he did?
Trainspotting.
Trainspotting, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that must have been like one of his first.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he did like maybe one or two really small films before Trainspotting. Budding, I think.
Okay.
I know he's done stuff. Oh, did he do, what was that James Franco movie where he like saws his arm off because it's trapped on
like 72 hours or something like that. Oh yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I might be making it up. I feel like maybe he did that.
Okay.
I don't know. I just realized I have a phone next to me. I can find out.
Yeah. No. Okay. So now, all right. Now I have a better.
Yes.
Picture of him.
It was a Danny Boyle movie.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. I take it it's gonna be another like year or two.
Yeah, I think they're gonna. I think best case scenario, they're gonna start filming at the end of this year. I loved it. I guess there's a caveat to everything. I love that we just had a discussion about how I know nothing about pop culture and immediately jumped into like hot ticket James Bond movie news that like was announced like 20 hours ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess movies and technology are probably the two caveats.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No,
Did you watch the show Remington Steele?
With Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, because that's what I think you might be thinking of. I didn't see anything about James Bond, but he's in Remington Steele.
Really?
He played Leon Pulver.
No, this
kind
is...
kind of a pervy name.
No, he plays a henchman, and I don't know, maybe it's not him. So he's like, well, the guy that I'm thinking of, they're in some skyscraper penthouse hotel thing, and James Bond comes in, and he's waiting. The guy is waiting there with his like silencer on his gun, like ready to kill him. And he's having a big old conversation, and he's like, "Nothing personal, but I'm gonna kill you now." And then whatever, James Bond is like, "Nope, you're not." And then he does something. And then he turns the gun on this guy and he's like, "Nothing personal, but I'm going to kill you now." And he's like, and then he dies. That's my
It sounds more like Spy Hard.
You're right. It's Tomorrow Never Dies.
Okay. All right. Good.
1997.
I remember 1997 well. No, I don't.
You don't?
Well, it had a 7 in it.
I was in the 4th grade.
Nines.
Oh, that's weird.
God. Make me sound like...
No, I just remember that, though, because that's when my appendix burst.
Yeah.
Was in 1997.
Really? That's why she never saw Tomorrow Never Dies.
That was the year after...
I was in the hospital.
That was the year after Nick Jonas got stuck in a video game. And then everyone talked about it, is what I remember. But maybe it's just me.
You're the only one who talked about it. That's why nobody ever found him.
Nick Jonas, you've got levels to your love. And I keep on coming. You know that song?
I do know that song.
I like that song.
I don't get that reference.
Well, listen to more Nick Jonas.
I mean, I can put 2 and 2 together to make 7.5, but 7.5 butts.
I don't know what else to add to this conversation.
I don't know either.
Oh my God, I'm such an idiot. So again, just making fun of myself, going back to the pop culture thing. I also have a fucking Fallout video game Easter egg on one of my tattoos.
Oh,
and I literally
it's
just
such
got,
an Easter egg that he forgot it was there.
And I also just started a new tattoo that is the length of my entire left leg, and it is Mad Max's leg brace.
What? Oh, that's crazy.
But you know,
but
I don't,
he's not into
I'm
pop
not
culture.
Into pop culture at all. kill me.
You heard it here, you fucking.
You heard it here.
You just heard it here.
What are you gonna do about it here?
All right. Well, let's have some parting words here of wisdom. The 3 most wise words that you ever heard or could make up in 2 seconds.
Only 3 words.
3 words has to be a 3 word wisdom. Otherwise, it's not, or else your wisdom's too long. Get out of here.
Don't cut taint.
Don't cut taint. You heard it here.
Shoo, go on.
I like that. Go on, get.
Go on, get.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Off my lawn.
That's 2 words.
I think that's you
off
should
Milan.
You should add that to your list.
But it's a contraction, so yeah. I guess wouldn't that count as
no
as 3 words?
No, only 2 words. Put another word in there, and then we've got a final
got a final destination. Is that a set? Are you going to surprise me with us watching that movie?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah. It's the scariest movie.
Yeah. So
it always annoyed me that they made more than one.
Because like then it's like
the destination isn't that final.
Yeah.
If they're going to keep being more destinations.
The third final destination. All right. We'll see you next week or whenever the fuck we feel like it. Bye.
Bye.